I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Prophetic ministry. Ministry of the prophetic. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles. Let's from verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 3. But he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Chapter 12, verse 10. To another, workings of miracle. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kind of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. To another, prophecy. Prophecy. Praise the Lord. Prophecy is seeing and speaking out the mind of God in a season. Prophecy is leaping into the future to see and know what's to come. Prophecy is to edify, exalt, and comfort the recipient. A person under the office of a prophet can prophesy according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. A man that is not under the office of a prophet, but under the gift of prophetic, can also prophesy when the spirit of prophecy land upon such a man. But the prophet and the person under the gift of prophecy are vessels God uses to part for the will of God. Passism. No prophet prophesies at will, but by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Jesus warned us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 11, that a time will come that false prophets will massively increase. And this is so because of the ability to see the future. The devil knows this and has spring up his own false prophet to mislead people and to bat forth his own selfish agenda. Praise the Lord. How beautiful it is and sweet when you encounter a prophet that show you your mistakes to come in the future, and you align with it, pray with it, walk towards it, and you elude such mistake, and you knew when the time come that you were able to succeed this through the photo prophecy of God upon your life. Yourself or the people you know might have encountered false prophets in the past that have misled them in one way or the other in life. But I want you to understand that there is genuine prophet around. I want you to know that the appearance of a fake thing is due to the existence of the real. fake is meant to imitate the real. Fake copies the real. There is existence of fake because there is an availability of the real. Praise the Lord. So, despite the fact of the experiences you've had in the hand of false prophets, I want you to know in circulation today, they are a prophet of God. Jesus has made us understand that a time will come that false prophets will increase, which was responsible for the one you fell into their hand, or you knew somebody that fell into their hand. Praise the Lord. Despite the fact that Jesus said, judge every spirit, I want you to align. When you are under a true prophet of God, your life can't remain the same again. Praise the Lord. Bible made us understand that by a prophet, I brought forth Israel out of Egypt. And by prophets, I preserved them. Praise the Lord. Bible also made us understand that if you abide and accept the word of a prophet, you will reap the reward of a prophet. Praise the Lord. When a prophet, the Spirit of God has landed on a prophet, the empowerment has come to prophesy. They are in the similitude of God at that particular time. What they say are divine. What they say is true. What they say is God. But I want you to know that not everybody that have an advantage leaping into the spiritual environment is a prophet. Praise the Lord. Herbalists can access the spirit realm. Are they prophets? No. There's a Bible verse that stated out when the apostles were going on their own, a lady with the spirit of infirmity gazed into the spiritual realm, and he said unto the people around that, look at these people, they are prophets. They are prophets of God. Is she lying? No. Is she a prophet of God? Is she lying? No. Is she a prophet of God? No. But she has an advantage into the spiritual realm. Praise the Lord. That is why Jesus said, I will judge every spirit. Search everything and hold on to the truth. Praise the Lord. So, not everyone that ascends into the spiritual realm is a prophet. Spiritual realm, spirit realm is an open environment for those who have the spiritual nature or sense to assess. Praise the Lord. It is pretty scary this day to identify a prophet. Praise the Lord. But the Bible made us understand that those that are led by the Spirit are called the sons of God. So, through the Spirit of God in you, you should be able to judge which is of God and which is of Lucifer. Whatever God, Jesus can't tell you, the Holy Spirit cannot mention it before you. And whatever the Holy Spirit can't tell you, a prophet can't tell you. Whatever God, Jesus, when they appear to you, cannot say to your hearing, the Holy Spirit dare not say such to you. And whatever the Holy Spirit, peradventure it can appear to you, whatever the Holy Spirit cannot mention to your hearing, a prophet can't say so. Praise the Lord. For example, praise the Lord. The ministry of the prophetic is very wide. When you streamline to one line, another one will open up. It's a wide scope in God. Let's go this way. There are prophets of God. I want you to know, the Bible made us understand that even though we see, he told us that even though the clearer we see, we still see in part. We saw prophet of God, that children of God goes towards them, maybe husband and wife, they have kids, and the prophet would tell them to separate, to divorce, because of what the prophet have seen. I want you to know, if you are a prophet and you are not rooted in the word of God, if you are a prophet and you have not eaten the word of God, your prophecy will ruin the children of God. Praise the Lord. You can't just speak from the spirit realm rawly like that and you will bring it out to the recipient. What you receive as a prophet, you bring it in line to the word of God and you take that which is true. At the beginning of our discussion, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 3, that prophecy is for edification, also for comfort. A prophecy is not meant to scare. And even though what you saw is scary, but through the word of God, the depth of the word of God in you, in telling the recipient what you saw, you exalt the word of God so high and lift faith up, that when the message has been delivered, the recipient can see the power of God above what has been released. You have comforted. But a prophet without a word of God will bring it raw as it is. You have not comforted the recipient. You've brought out spirit of fear. You've brought out fear. Praise the Lord. I want prophets and the recipients of the prophets to know, as I've said earlier, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9 to 12, that we see in part, we prophesy in part. A prophet should know, even though how clearly you do see, how clearly he do frequently see, he should have it at the back of his mind, a mind that even though we still see in parts, we prophesize in parts. Elijah's servant had to go 7 times before he could see something, and it was not even clear. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 43 to 46. Prophecy is not what a man initiates. Until God speaks, he has not spoken. Why most prophets go into error in delivering their message is that they don't read their Bible well. To know the nature, the character of God they represent. Their business is in the spirit realm. That does not mean they can't pick from the devil too. But the knowledge of the Bible will guide the prophet to know if it is from God or from the devil. Praise the Lord. Sometimes ago, a friend of mine told me that a man of God heard a voice that he should carry bike. Where is this going? I don't even know. So the voice compared that man of God, and he carried bike, and he was going. He had an accident. Is the man fake? No. The man heard voice? Yes. Is the voice from God? That is debatable. Praise the Lord. So that you are a prophet, you are open to the spirit realm. And this is a realm for God, this is a realm for the devil. When you assume the position as a prophet of God, that you can never go into error, you are in danger. When you assume that posture, that you will be accurate at all time, you are in error. Praise the Lord. Have it in mind that what you see is in part, what you prophesize is in part. The prophetic ministry need the wisdom of the word of God, and a prophet has to be versed in the Bible. Bible knowledge and wisdom will help in delivering messages to the recipients. It's not every time you pick it out from the spirit realm to the physical realm. Praise the Lord. If you are working in the prophetic, be careful. Don't allow men push you. Always wait for God to speak before you speak. That is one of the nature of the prophetic. God speak. Prophet speak it and speak what God has spoken. Don't monetize your grace. Follow the leading of the Spirit by time. Once you are a born again, you are a prophet to yourself, number one. Because the Holy Spirit is in you, and He will reveal things to you. As a child of God, you are a prophet to yourself. But prophets are called to a set of people. Like Moses, Jeremiah, Elijah, and these days to the church, to edify, exalt, and comfort. Ministry of the prophetic. If prophecy did not edify you, exalt you, comfort you, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13, drop it. If prophecy does not edify you, exalt you, comfort you, in line of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13, verse 3, drop it. Even in the Bible, when God speaks through prophets, even when they've done wrong, God will always see a way out. God will always put a solution to go about it. Because God is not interested in the negativity of man. He's just calling attention to come back in line. There are false prophets outside. They are everywhere. When a prophet wants to always be seen at the limelight frequently, he will soon put himself in trouble. That you are a prophet is not a thing that you should be boasting about. And you want to speak always. You want to speak. You want to speak. You want to be heard. As God spoken. And I want you to know that prophets, prophecy, are meant for the will of God. In our time now, prophecy is meant for the will of God on earth presently. What is the will of God presently on earth? The church. And who are the church? The children of God. That's why prophecy is for them, to edify them, exhort them, and comfort them. Whatever you see as a prophet that does not contribute to the will of God, why say it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's take, for example, I'm a prophet. I love football. Peradventure, God now showed me who will win between Chelsea and Liverpool. Yes, I might have seen it. It's for my own consumption, it's for my own enjoyment. How will I now be broadcasting about seeking for popularity? Is not the will of God. Praise the Lord. So, who is to be edified by that? Who is to be exalted by that? Who is to be comforted by that? Praise the Lord. prophetic ministry is a great one, and we need it. It makes our journey fast. It delivers us from error. It makes us to be in line. It lifts us up. Praise the Lord. So, there are fake, but have it in mind, there is real. Don't resent it when your spirit tell you the real is available. Lash onto it and enjoy the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Remain blessed and run with the spirit of the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.